Welcome to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast, and today, 13-0 Cincinnati wins the 2021 Swamp Swami football title. With a 12-game regular season and the American Conference Championship game already played, the Cincinnati Bearcats did something that no other college football team in America was able to do. They ran the table and finished with a perfect 13-0 record in 2021.
Yes!
Now, Georgia came close, but they couldn't finish it off. And neither could one-loss Alabama, one-loss Michigan, one-loss Notre Dame, or Louisiana Lafayette, or even UT San Antonio. Each of those teams played a terrific season of football, but they stumbled one time in 13 tries. The University of Cincinnati was the only FBS college football team to win every game they played this season. And as a result, the Bearcats are a deserving number one in the final SwampSwami.com college football top 25 rankings to close this 2021 regular season. In Saturday's American Athletic Conference Championship game against 11-2 Houston, Cincinnati was clinging to a one-point lead, 14-13, heading into halftime. After adding 21 more points in the third quarter, the packed and rowdy home crowd in Cincinnati was very happy to count down the final minutes in order to run onto the field and celebrate a championship season with their football team. So congratulations to Cincinnati. You have earned the number one spot in my final regular season rankings. Conference Championship Saturday also brought us a highly entertaining nail-biter, Baylor versus Oklahoma State, a stunner with Alabama versus Georgia, and a downright stinker, too, with Michigan and Iowa. So let's review Saturday's games. The Big 12 Championship. Final score, Baylor 21, Oklahoma State 16, and I'm going to give that game an A+. In Saturday's early game, Oklahoma State rallied from an 18-point deficit and should have won this game. Two different times in the fourth quarter, the Cowboys had first and goal near the Baylor goal line. After settling for a field goal the first time, Okie State would get one final chance, culminating in an impressive 90-yard drive on the Pokes' last possession. A fourth down mad dash around the left end toward the Baylor goal line was stopped just inches short of a winning touchdown for Oklahoma State. And as jubilant as Baylor, now 11-2, and their fans were afterward, this was an absolutely crushing loss for 11-2 Oklahoma State. Our second game, the MAC Mid-America Championship game between Northern Illinois and Kent State, won by Northern Illinois 41-23. Let's give that one a D rating. The Huskies are now 9-4, and they bolted to an early lead and never trailed in this snoozer. Kent State, which was where Nick Saban played his college football, by the way, finished their regular season at 7-6. Now the Sun Belt Championship. Louisiana Lafayette won that game 24 to Appalachian State's 16, and we'll give that one a B score for TV viewing. The Ragin' Cajuns are now 12-1, and they were seeking their first outright Sun Belt championship for a coach, Billy Napier, who was just hired away by the University of Florida this week. But he wanted to stick around for the week to help his team win this championship. Well, mission accomplished. A former track star in high school at Baton Rouge, the Cajuns' senior starting quarterback, Levi Lewis, has been one of the most underappreciated team leaders in all of college football. You may see him soon, though, in the NFL. Next, the SEC Championship game between Alabama and Georgia, won by Alabama 41-24, and we'll get that one an A rating. It is very rare to see a Nick Saban-coached Alabama team come into a game as the legitimate underdog, but previously unbeaten Georgia had steamrolled opponents without giving up over 17 points in any game this year, well, before Saturday. Alabama limped into this contest after surviving a 4-overtime game against arch-rival but just 6-6 Auburn last week, where the Tide was very fortunate just to tie the game and force overtime. But on the speedy artificial turf in Atlanta, Alabama quarterback Bryce Young literally carved his name onto the Heisman Trophy this year with a record-setting passing performance against Georgia. Both of these teams finished the regular season now at 12-1 and head into the college football playoffs. Our next championship game was the American Athletic Conference between Cincinnati and Houston, won by the Bearcats 35-20. We'll give that one a TV rating of B. The first half of this game looked like both of the teams were capable of scoring a lot of points. Trailing just 14-13 at the half, Houston had an opportunity to end the unbeaten season for the Bearcats. It was Cincinnati taking full advantage after halftime and seizing the game by scoring 21 points in a pivotal third quarter. This 13-0 Cincinnati team locked down a spot in the college football playoffs. The next game on television yesterday was the Big Ten Championship won by Michigan 42, Iowa 3. Oh, we'll give it a D-. The first of Saturday night's games, Iowa came onto the field wearing those uniforms which make them look like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Unfortunately, the cool uniforms were not enough. Michigan simply toyed with Iowa most of Saturday night, and at 12-1 finishing the regular season, is a very deserving participant in the upcoming playoffs. And the final TV game last night was the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship, where Pitt won 45-21 over Wake Forest. We'll give that one a TV rating of C-. After just one quarter, Wake Forest actually led this game 21-14. But unfortunately, there were three more quarters left to play, and only one team, the University of Pittsburgh, took advantage. Pitt finished the year at 11-2, and Wake Forest, well, they headed home with the Deacon Blues once again. Earlier on Sunday, the college football playoff teams have been announced. The two semifinal games will be played on New Year's Eve, Friday, December 31st. The first game will pit 13-0 Cincinnati, the number 4 seed, against number 1 seeded and 12-1 Alabama at 2:30 p.m. Central Time in Irving, Texas for the Cotton Bowl. The other game will be between 12-1 Georgia, the number 3 seed, playing 12-1 Michigan, the number 2 seed. That game will be at 6:30 p.m. on Friday, December 31st in Miami's Orange Bowl. Though my SwampSwami.com college football top 25 rankings might have omitted Georgia from that foursome, the four teams who were selected to play for the national title are certainly worthy of their shot. Now, tomorrow I will post the final rankings for every single college football team in the 130-team large college BCS division, along with my bowl predictions for any of the teams which made a bowl based on their rankings for each team. You want to stick around and see that early next week. But now let's take a look at the final SwampSwami.com college football top 25 final rankings for this regular season. Coming in at number 25 from the Mountain West at 9-3, it's Fresno State. At number 24 from the Big Ten, finishing with a 10-3 record, it's the Iowa Hawkeyes. At number 23 from the ACC, Wake Forest. Number 22 from the Sun Belt with a 10-3 record, it's Appalachian State. At number 21 from the Pac-12, Oregon. At number 20 from the Mountain West, at 10-3, it's Utah State. And our best 10-3 team this year? From the Pac-12, the Utah Utes finished 10-3 and just absolutely blasted Oregon 38-7 in their final game of the year. Now our two-loss teams. At number 18 from the Sun Belt, it's Coastal Carolina. At number 17 out of the Big 12 without their coach, it's the Oklahoma Sooners. At number 16, the Brigham Young University Cougars finished 10-2. At number 15 out of the SEC, let's go with Ole Miss. At number 14 from the Big Ten at 10-2, it's Ohio State. At number 13 from the Big Ten, it's Michigan State, who was the one team who handed 12-1 Michigan their only loss of the year. Coming in number 12 for the end of the year from the American Conference at 11-2, it's the University of Houston Cougars. Also at 11-2, at number 11 out of the Mountain West, San Diego State. Now the top 10. At number 10 from the ACC at 11-2, the Pitt Panthers. At number 9 from the Big 12, Oklahoma State. At number 8, the team that beat Oklahoma State yesterday, Baylor. With just one loss on the season at number 7, it's Notre Dame. At number 6, also with just one loss at 12-1, UT San Antonio, the winner of Conference USA. At number 5 from the SEC at 12-1, it's Georgia. Now, you say, how can Georgia drop that far down? Well, their best win of this season was a 9-3 Kentucky team. Remember that. Number 4 was Michigan from the Big Ten at 12-1. They beat a 10-2 Ohio State team. At number 3, now don't laugh, from the Sun Belt at 12-1, it's Louisiana Lafayette's Ragin' Cajuns. And they beat a 10-2 Appalachian State team by 28 points, 41-13. At number 2, no surprise, from the SEC at 12-1, it's Alabama. And the number 1 team to end this regular season in 2021 on the SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25, from the American Conference, the undefeated 13-0 Cincinnati Bearcats. And that's it for this year, but come back tomorrow and we'll have all the remaining teams, all 130 teams ranked for you and their bold predictions from this bold announcer tomorrow. See you soon.